the news headlines.
Stereo music.
Radio One.
Where you always hear a better sound.
I wouldn't be so sure.
Adrian Just.
Brother, you can say that again.
Binkei, I'd like you to meet a gentleman from the Japanese trade delegation, Mr. Outside Kaze.
Ah, so, you're Blig Blast Man, huh?
Mr. Kaze has brought over this new invention here that he claims will save the BBC thousands of pounds a year.
Ah, that light, thousand pound.
What is it? It looks like a robot.
Ah, more than robot. Listen.
Hello, I'm Adrian Just. Nice to be with you again. I'm not saying my wife's fat, but every time she walks down the street, the weighing machines jump back in the doorways.
I say.
Save your paying for a little thing, huh?
Radio One, Radio One.
Oh, not off. But is it reliable, Mr. Kaze?
Reliable? Listen, this machine conceived in Japan, researched in Japan, developed in Japan.
I say, my wife, my wife, my wife, my wife, my wife, my wife.
But unfortunately, blilt in blitten.
Hang on a minute. Wheel that other one in, that made in Taiwan job. Where do you switch it on? Ah, here we are.
I am your automatic lover.
What?
Automatic lover.
I didn't order one of these.
I am your automatic lover.
Take your hands off me. Go and see Mike Smith.
What's that? Automatic lover. Automatic lover. I am your automatic lover. Automatic lover.
We'll be right back.
Dee Dee Jackson with her diminutive little chum. Not much of a conversationalist, is he?
I am your automatic lover.
Thank you.
Automatic lover.
Take these batteries out, somebody.
I am your automatic lover.
Oh, I'm not putting up with this. Where's that bucket of water?
I am your automatic lover.
I'll put a stop to his shenanigans. Oof, these machines are making us all redundant. Your dad included, right?
They fired him. They replaced him with a tiny gadget this big. It does everything that my father does, only it does it much better. The depressing thing is my mother ran out and bought one.
Now that's one thing they can't replace. Or can they?
People used to say that matches were made in heaven. Or was it Sweden? It matches not. Nowadays, they're more likely to be made by computer, and a firm has recently opened called Boner Soulmates, who offered to do it electronically.
Dirty perisher.
What we actually do to find you the perfect partner is we fill in your particulars. Would you mind answering a few questions?
No, I don't mind.
They're all worked out, these questions, by a psychiatrist to determine your personality, you see.
Now, first, what sort of car do you drive?
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Oh, well, you see, a car is a sort of virility symbol. You have the sort of car that you drive indicates the sort of person that you are. Oh. For instance, Sean Connery drives a great big powerful sports car.
Very butch, very potent.
Yes.
Very
butch. Right, well, what do you drive?
A Mini.
I bet you do.
Yes, well, I have a vintage model. But it hasn't gone for years.
I think that tells us all we need to know.
I don't trust those computers myself. You know, the BBC have got one in the office now. I can't get the hang of it. All those beads.
Two lovers part, it's just the start. Before too long they'll be at war. Nobody phones, they're both alone, just like they were before. Out on a limb, more, more suffering. It's just a game that lovers play. Two broken hearts, when love departs, it's getting worse each day. It's love, ooh love, danger game we play. Feel it's just too late to try.
Pinkies with Danger Games. And that's for all of us who were risking life and limb up at Birmingham City's ground last Sunday. Ooh, it's a colourful sport, football, all right. Mainly black and blue. Mind you, I shouldn't have been playing, really. I mean, well, how can I put it? I am to football what Cyril Smith is to hang gliding.
Cyril Smith, he's funny, very witty. He came in the front door and I shouted, "Nice one, Cyril."
"You should love to believe you, can't see now."
Yes, good old Cyril. Do you know, this week he's saved the jobs of 200 Lancashire mill workers. He's ordered a new suit. Jimmy Cliff doing well with Special. And I think you'll agree it's a rather special kind of man who flies one of those whacking great jumbo jets around the world. But you know, when you hear the captain briefing his crew, well, you'd think there was nothing to it.
"Now when you buy a jumbo for £25 million, you get a handbook with it, same as when you buy a new Mini. And it says on page 6 that this aircraft will get airborne at 180 miles an hour. And the editor's decision is final on that. So all we've got to do is 180 miles an hour down 2 mile of concrete and it'll go up because it says so in the book. And during the takeoff run, one of us ought to look out of the window. Otherwise, the aircraft tends to run off the edge and it breaks all the lamps down one side of the runway. When we get to 170 miles an hour, you scream, 'Rotate.' At rotate speed, I very gently ease the stick back, very gently. The idea is to lift the nose wheel off the floor and balance 350 ton on a main 16 wheels so that we get a bit of draft underneath, otherwise it's not going to go up. If I overcook it, pull the sticks too hard, the tail will hit the floor. thus ripping the toilets out the back. Now, with 500 people on board for 7.5 hours, we could be knee-deep by the time we get to New York. At 180 miles an hour, you scream 180, I haul the stick back hard, and she climbs off at about 2,000 feet a minute. If it doesn't go up, well, you've picked a loser with this one. Can't take a joke, shouldn't have joined, that sort of thing. But the correct terminology, if it doesn't lift, is that we are bought on the runway. And any other bodily function that takes you at the same time.
Ah, so now we know what this bloke used to do for a living.
180!
Co-pilot. You can tell by the panic in the voice. By the way, we're playing this record because tomorrow is Jimmy Savile's birthday, so a quick to him. And it says here that he's approaching 40. I wonder what kept him. Hugo Montenegro and his orchestra, and the good, the bad, and the ugly. Well, we've just been listening to the pilot's view of things, but what about the other staff on board the plane? The hostesses, for instance. A few passengers like these, and they really got their work cut out.
What I said is this. If God had meant us to fly, he'd give us more parking space at Gatwick.
Hey, you're right there, Matt. You know, we was in a plane once and this bloke pulled out a gun.
No.
He says to pilot, take me to New York. Pilot says, that's where we're going, you daft apeth. He says, I know, but I've been hijacked 3 times. I'm taking no chances.
By gum, that's right. Everybody was scared stiff. In fact, every time stewardess opened a bottle of champagne, we changed course.
God, if I've heard that one once, I've heard it a million times.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We shall shortly be landing at Waikiki, so please fasten your seatbelts and observe the no-smoking signs. Oh, you know what, Jim?
What?
He's left the microphone on. I'd better go and tell him.
As soon as we land, I'm going to give myself a pint of Foster's. And then make mad passionate love to that new blonde hostess, eh?
The needn't rush last, didn't you? He's gonna have a Foster's first.
Ooh, just a kiss, just a smile. Hold my hand for just once in a while. That's all I need. All your forgiving. Just a kiss, just a smile. Hold my hand, but just once in a while. That's all I need.
And I'll be satisfied.
I demand satisfaction, you hear? Take me to the manager.
Manager, him manager.
Oh, no, not him.
Excuse me.
I beg your pardon?
Do you think I might have breakfast in bed in the morning?
In bed?
Yes.
Of course, Mr. Lee.
Oh, yes, we can manage there, can we do
that? Yes, we can. I'll pull you back.
Yes, is it your legs?
I'm sorry.
Well, most of our guests manage to struggle down in the morning. I wonder.
A full breakfast or the continental?
Oh, I don't know.
Our chef does a very good full breakfast. Eggs, bacon, sausage, tomato, fried bread.
The continental.
You wouldn't care for kippers?
Oh, fine. Kippers, yes, thank you.
Toast, butter, marmalade.
Yes, thank you.
Tea or coffee?
Yes. Tea, thank you.
A newspaper?
The Telegraph.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Rosewood, mahogany, teak.
I beg your pardon.
What would you like your breakfast tray made out of?
I don't really mind.
Are you sure? Fine. Well, you go along and have a really good night's sleep then. I'm hoping to get a couple of hours later on myself. But I'll be up in good time to serve you your breakfast in bed. If you can remember to sleep with your mouth open, you won't even have to wake up. I'll just drop in small pieces of lightly buttered kipper when you're breathing in the right direction, if that doesn't put you out. Ethel?
Yes, why prolong the inevitable? I don't know what he's complaining about, though. He had a continental breakfast in bed yesterday. At the quilt.
I found a picture of you. What hijacked my world at night? To a place in the past we've been cast out of. Oh, now we're back in the fight. We're back on the train. Pigeon from hell. Oh, through sand in our eyes and descended like flies. He put us back on the train. Thank you. like we do. Bring me to my knees when I see what they've done to you. But I'll die as I stand here today, knowing it deep in my heart, they'll fall to ruin one day for making us part. A picture of you, ah, those were the happiest days of my life. Like a break in the battle was your part, ah, in the wretched life of a lonely heart. Now we're back on the train.
Pretenders, back on the chain gang. And talking of which, there's some loonies dragging balls and chains around with them in the Chelmsford area today. Apparently they're doing a sponsored jailbreak to raise money for Essex Boys Clubs. So if you're in that area, don't panic, it's not Ronald Biggs. It's them. And it's not these two either. They're still under lock and key. And by the sound of it, still arguing.
That's another thing and all. Look, papers. You're allowed to read the paper, all right? But when and only when I've finished with it, all right? Right, right, we'll shift out of the way then.
Do you think she'll wait?
Who?
Denise, my fiancée.
Oh, Denise, your fiancée, yeah.
Oh, dear.
I don't know.
Well, she's my fiancée.
I know, but when she promised to love you forever, she didn't know she was going to be deprived of you in here for 2 years, did she?
I can't sleep at night through thinking about it.
You don't want to start any of that. Don't start any of that. No good lying there thinking and twitching about what you're not going to get, no. Carnal thoughts, give them the big E, see? The big elbow. Less you think about women, the better. God blimey, look at her. Beauty queen shocks council. Lovely Sharon Spencer, 22. She's more than 22, isn't she? Look at them, they're more like 44, ain't they? Shocked the town council when they learned that she played the title role in the new sensational film, The Virgin and the Vicar.
I wonder which she played.
Have we known, said a council spokesman, we would never have crowned her floral queen. I don't know what all the fuss is about, said Sharon. I am proud of my body, and what I do with it in my spare time is none of the council's business. Yeah. Wouldn't even get planning permission for that, would you?
Radio One. Aye, aye. Looks like we've got a visitor.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
That's all we wanted.
Aye, keep the noise down, lads.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling round a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
Hey, hey, hey! Keep it down, you work the producer up now.
When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Yeah, well, I've been in prison myself.
Johnny Cash, surrounded by hundreds of ruffians and villains at Folsom Prison. Well, they all sounded happy enough, didn't they? But what about that poor chap in the condemned cell, eh?
Oh, hello, Father.
Hello, my son. I've just heard the news. They're hanging you at 9.
Yeah.
Have you anything to say?
Yeah. I ain't had my breakfast.
Oh, well, no, it's nothing to do with me, you see. I'm here only to look after your spiritual needs.
Mm. Oi, Walter! I ain't had my breakfast.
That ain't my responsibility, wise guy. I'm here to keep your cell clean.
Mm. You the hangman?
Yep.
Well, wait a minute. I ain't had my breakfast.
Nothing to do with me, Mac. I'm here to see you don't get your dinner.
Now move it. Mm-hmm. Everybody that's on the dance floor, I want you to put your hands together and just move your hips.
Yeah, I'll call you.
You got it. Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. DJ, I want you to get on down with it. There's no time to be a star.
Gwen McRae with Keep Them Fires Burning. Not likely, missus. If there's any fire about, you won't see this lot for dust. And who can blame them?
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about Charlie and his missus?
Nah, what?
The chimney caught fire.
Never.
Terrible business. The neighbours had to rescue them.
Neighbours? Well, see, there's Mr. and Mrs. Smith on one side.
And Mr. and Mrs. Ball on the other.
What happened?
Well, Charlie's wife were dragged out by the Smiths.
And Charlie?
Well, he weren't so lucky.
What kind of people are you out there today?
Everything was dark, oh yeah, yeah. All of a sudden, on came the lights, and everything was feeling right. People started dancing. They called me over to join in. They said, JT, don't you feel good, man? Come on.
Radio 1, eh? It's Cool and the Gang and... ooh la la!
Oh, blimey, I'll get her with a French here.
Well, it's Gay Paris, the home of romance. What's more, mate, it always has been.
I don't believe it. My first day in Paris, here I am on the Champs-Élysées and walking toward me in its own flesh is General Charles de Gaulle. Monsieur, oh, Monsieur le Président, excusez-moi, but voulez-vous stopper un moment, Monsieur General?
What is it, lady?
Permettez-vous to speak as avec moi?
Lady, allow me to introduce myself. Jake Adelstein, men's belts, Philadelphia, PA, USA.
I understand, General. You're incognito.
No, Adelstein.
Don't worry, General. I'll keep your secret.
Lady, for the last time, I am not Charles de Gaulle.
General, I love you. Let's make tonight a night to remember. We'll have dinner and drink wine and dance under the stars. And I will kiss you and hug you and scream. Squeeze you. What do you say, General?
Alonzo found him.
Charles de Gaulle, wasn't he known as Louis the 19th?
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places.
Tears for Fears, number 6. Sharing the same opinion as a lot of us, it's a mad old world. Or as Plato once put it,
in this age of atomic uncertainty, we must grab our happiness where we can find it.
Oh, God blimey.
But rest assured, if Armageddon ever did come, the BBC would still be here with programmes like The 9 O'Clock Nukes, Come Dancing, or Prepare to Meet Thy Mecca. And of course, Question Time.
In view of the fact that the Soviet Union has just launched 50,000 megatons of nuclear warheads against Britain...
Yes, yes.
..which will be arriving in approximately 4.5 minutes, what are the panel's views on Britain's future as a world power?
Yes, well, there we have it, a very topical question from Mrs. Johnson there. Lord Carrington.
Well, leaving the Holocaust aside for a few minutes...
I'm sorry, I'm afraid we can't do that. Francis Morrell.
Well, I'm amazed. I mean, we're sitting here talking about a nuclear holocaust, casually discussing the destruction of the entire planet, and ignoring the major issue, which is the appalling record of this Conservative government.
Thank you, Francis. Relevant as ever. And now, Clive Jenkins, the Holocaust.
Robin, am I a member?
Yes, thank you very much, Clive. Right,
no, sir. I will have my say.
Yes, if you must.
The point is that while we are sitting here in this comfortable studio, the average trade unionist is down a coal mine.
Yes, well, I don't know about you, Clive, but that's precisely where I'd like to be right now. Well, another question. Mrs. Bentos of Cheltenham?
Yes. If the panel only had 30 seconds left to live, who would the panel most like to have sexual intercourse with?
Well, there we are, as I say. Time for a quick one, Francis. Yes.
I'm a piece of bits and pieces.
Reminder of the roadshow for you from the Dave Clark Five, and I'm in pieces, bits and pieces.
Oh, men, that? Men's falling to bits. She's a loose woman, you know.
Well, there's a lot of loose living about these days, even amongst the aristocracy.
Here, you the Duke of Druffield?
Yes.
Well, I want a word with you. You got my Deirdre into trouble.
What?
No good trying to deny it. She were working here in the summer holidays and you took her out in your Rolls Royce one night and... Well, what are you going to do about it? That's what I want to know.
Well, madam, I'm an honourable man and not without substance. And if this is the case, I shall give your daughter, Deirdre, £50,000, set her up in a country house with a nanny and a nursery, and put the child's name down for Eton. That's providing she is pregnant, of course.
Oh. Well, if she ain't, Duke, could she come back next year?
Yes, there you are. Life with the top set.
I can't even afford a bottom set. Living on soup and baby food.
Here's a powerful one from Chris Farlow. Let the heartaches begin.
I can hear the guitar start to play, and very soon they say I was a fool to turn my love away. And with each glass of wine I feel a glow, and very soon I know I was a fool to let my baby go. So let the heartaches begin. Couples dancing through the night, they hold each other tight as they dance on and on and on to the moonlight. The soft embrace that they seem to share just makes me feel aware of the loneliness I've had to bear. So let the heartaches begin.
Chris Farlow, looking ahead to Jonathan King's spot at 2 o'clock. Let the heartburn begin. Yeah, talking of beginnings, Tuesday afternoon, it's Channel 4, isn't it, eh? What a wealth of exciting programmes they've got for you. Here's a sneak preview.
For our next programme, the weather forecast in Portuguese, here are some of the other Minority Appeal programmes later tonight. At 8 o'clock, Oculus Question Time is followed by Suddenly It's T.S. Eliot. And then at 10 o'clock, you can put your feet up and relax because Friday night is cost analysis night.
Big deal!
I see also there's a comedy series for people with indigestion called The Two Rennies. And also, Harry Carpenter presents a programme for hernia sufferers called Supports Night.
There's one for Noel tonight.
Okay, Sam, you played it for her. You can play it for me. Play it.
My name is Sammy Daps, a white private eye in Mumubuti, Africa. When millionaire Howard H. Farnsworth hired me to find a jungle queen, that's when it all started. Farnsworth seemed a little strange when he stepped into my office, but after he advanced me a good chunk of dough, I took the job. I left Farnsworth at the railroad station and started into the jungle to find a queen. A couple of days into my search, I came across this pygmy village. The chief dressed up in a 6-button beanie, looking like a cool fool in the water pool. Must have been no bigger than 2'6". In pygmies, I asked him,
"Katanga buka tanga buka chop, why yo? Katanga buka tanga buka chop, why yo? Katanga buka tanga buka chop, why yo? Where'd that jungle queen?"
The chief said he didn't know. He was lying. As I was about to leave, this bird sound cut through me like a slug of 45. To find that bird meant to find the queen. I moved into the marshes with a jungle steam. Again that bird sound whistled through. I was closer to the queen now, that I knew. The pygmies, frozen in terror, started to dance to the katanga, cuckoo, cha-cha.
Katanga, cuckoo, cha-cha, why yo? Katanga, cuckoo, cha-cha, why yo? Katanga, cuckoo, cha-cha, why yo?
bugs were biting me all over. The leeches were sucking my blood. Again I heard the sound of the bird down deep in the heart of the wood. I finally left the marshes and made it to some flatland. Now bitten and battered, my trench coat was tattered, my daughter was all in shreds. I stumbled through the jungle, trying not to take a tumble, to find where that bird led. Then it happened. I saw this weird-looking bird. It flew round and round, very close to the ground, till it finally flew into itself. Too tired out to crawl about, I kept in mind the pygmy rhyme. It was now still. I pulled out my .45 and entered the hut. I held my rod tightly in my sweaty hands so no one could grab it. And there it was, the Jungle Queen. I had found the Jungle Queen. The queen mumbling something took my rod and wouldn't let go. I knew what the queen was trying to say. Loving you means never having to say you're sorry.
Katanga!
All right, queen, drop my rod.
Pardon?
It's Robert Sanchi. We're the Jungle Queen. I'm gonna stop talking like this, otherwise I'll get a job in commercial radio.
We don't want that. Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Two Belfast lads were out working for Wimpy's in the middle of the jungle. And one of them got bit on the BUM with a poison snake. And he says, run and phone the flying doctor. And he run and he phoned him. He says, it's my mate Paddy, he's got bitten with a poison snake. He says, what'll I do? He says, you'll have to cut it and suck the blood out. You've only got 2 minutes for him to live. In back, and he says, well, Paddy, what the flying doctor said? He says, you're going to die.
number one record on the number one sound, Culture Club. As we draw stumps for another week, I'll see you in Hull on Tuesday and back in your radio here next Saturday.
Hope you join me.
But from producer Ron Belcher and myself, Adrian Just, it's cheers for now and screams for later. And we leave you with this thought. The Flat Earth Society, is membership dropping off?
Radio 1 Stereo.
Talking of dropping off, here's Jonathan King.